Antoinette Russell went to an auction in South Philadelphia last year, and she picked up a small table for $3, white, with a pine top and a drawer, and then she stored it in her basement. A few weeks ago, Mrs. Russell opened that drawer, and, well, Mrs. Russell joins us right now. Tell us what you discovered in that table.
When I opened the drawer, I found autograph books with signatures of famous people. Some I recognized, some I didn't.
And how many of these books did you find in the drawer of the microwave table?
I found eight. I have eight autograph books, eight separate books. Each has maybe 50, 100 names in them.
Well, what are some of those names you saw in there?
Sally Struthers, J.R. Kennedy, Troy Austin, Willie Hernandez, Mike Douglas, Dr. Benjamin Spock, Jim Bailey, Chamber Brothers, Ken Curtis, Rosie Wolfe, Hugh O'Brien, Lionel Hampton, Jake LaMotta, Lou Jacoby, Ted Mack, Sue Knight, Ruby Dee, Nancy Wilson, Tiny Tim, Sally Starr, Billy Graham, Sybil Shepherd, Elaine Stretch, Yoko Ono, John Lennon, Ralph Edwards, Betty Turner, Cheryl Lewis, Betty Davis, Buddy Rich, Jerry Vale, Toadie Fields, and I can go on. You want me to continue?
Only if you want to.
Muhammad Ali, Billy Eckstein, Jennifer O'Neill, Jimmy Jones, Jesse Jackson, Bernard Wilson, Isaac Hayes.
Now, how do you know if these autographs are for real?
I believe they are. I haven't had them authenticated yet, but I believe that they're real because I can't imagine. I've been able to identify 259 of the names. Some I know, some I don't.
And they go back to when? Are there dates?
Back 30 years. I think the oldest one I have is maybe 1970 is the oldest one.
Well, what do you know about the person who gathered all these autographs?
Well, I don't know much about her. From what I understand, she went to stations and radio stations and TV stations and got these signatures and made a career out of it. But I don't know a whole lot about her. I am trying to find out more information about her, though.
What is the name of the person?
Catherine Pettit.
I wonder what that feels like to look at all those names, you know, page after page of these famous people.
It's amazing. It's amazing. It really is. I don't know how to explain it. But I've been kind of not myself ever since I realized what I have here.
Well, Antoinette Russell, thanks so much for joining us today.
Okay, you're welcome.
Antoinette Russell joined us by phone from Philadelphia. She used to be a teacher for inmates at city prisons, helping them to get their high school diplomas.